Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were talking about this insurance, and we were talking about insurance syndicates, people who take out insurance on other people's lives and then have them offed, basically. So one of the questions that I wanted to know more about is, can you claim from insurance if the body of the deceased has not been recovered, whether it is from some terrible disaster? Do you just not get it? Or if somebody has just disappeared and suspected drowned, but you never actually recover the body, can we claim insurance for it? So joining us right now is Mapamulo. I've completely butchered your name. He is Mapamulo. He's a senior associate at Adams & Adams in the insurance department. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you so much for your time. And I really apologize for butchering your name.
No worries. Good afternoon to you and to your viewers. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. So can we claim insurance if a body has not been retrieved? If perhaps somebody has got lost in floods, or the body has been lost in floods, as an example?
Yes, yeah. The answer to that is yes, it is possible. Though it is difficult for the beneficiaries to actually claim successfully without having the body, which needs to be investigated and examined. You know, the procedure is that some of the insurers would want to do certain assessments so that they can detect the cause of death and see if it does fall under certain exclusions. So in the instance where there is no body, in an example that you've now just given relating to the floods or any natural disaster, it then becomes a little bit easier because the names of the missing persons for those would be enlisted on the relevant channels by the government. And then they are presumed to be dead after a certain number of days or months. That becomes a little bit easier. However, if it's not a natural disaster, but the body is still missing, then we can we then have to wait for a period of 7 years before an order for presumption of death can be issued. And only then can the beneficiaries of the insurance policy can claim for the benefits as per the policy.
Can anybody take out life insurance on anybody else and name themselves as a beneficiary? So if you and yes. I were cousins, and you wanted to take out a life insurance policy on me and name yourself as a beneficiary, can one do that?
Well, in most instances, for the insurance policy to be valid, it goes about the interest. You've got to show the insurable interest, be it on the short-term policy or the long-term policy. It goes with the insurable interest. And if you are able to demonstrate why you want this person to be under your life insurance or to take out the life insurance for this person, then in that particular instance, then, you will be able to.
Jeez, that's fascinating. So if for example I was supporting you, right?
this is quite
a scenario. My cousin. then you would be able to take out a life insurance policy on my life. Okay, I got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Gary, just before we let our guest go, have you got any questions?
No, I think it was really interesting just to hear and understand, because obviously people need to be conscious of the fact that these things do happen and the law around it. And I think if you're getting any ideas to do something, just take heed and be careful.
Thank you so much to our guest, to Mto Mapamulo, Senior Associate at Adams & Adams Insurance Department. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.